Real topics. Real discussions. Real hope. This is the Spit Happens Podcast. Hello, all you lovely ears of planet Earth. This is episode 3 of the Spit Happens Podcast. I'm your host, Tim.
And Brandon.
And it's been one heck of a week.
I feel like you say that every episode.
No, this is the first time I said heck
of a week. This we really mean.
Yeah, I really mean. It spanned over like 2 weeks, man.
This episode almost was recorded inside of a hospital room.
That's correct.
And that would have been epic.
Yeah.
It's a way to fail at that.
I was almost kind of hoping I was admitted so we could do the episode there.
We totally would have taken that to Facebook Live beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, we have. So I'll apologize. You're probably going to hear me moving around a lot in this episode. It's because I'm having a lot of tremendous back issues, hence why this was almost done in a hospital. Was in the ER the last 2 days.
Which is ironic because the second day that you were there, you like got your vitals taken, and then like 3 hours or 4 hours later, they finally actually came and visited you again.
Right.
So certainly the emergency room, they were very urgent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the other thing was like the MRI tech, I had to get an MRI done, and the MRI tech was like supposed to leave at 1:30. And then here, this is like 1:50. They're like, hey, we're going to try to get you down. Do you want to go? Like, I'm claustrophobic, so no, I didn't want to go. I tried the night before, and I was in too much pain. I couldn't lay flat. But
they didn't let you do the worm inside the MRI thing?
I was doing the worm because I was having a panic attack.
Yeah.
But
they didn't let you keep going?
No.
No. It's probably good.
So, finally...
I'm being very insensitive. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. It's okay, because I find it amusing.
Yeah, it would probably be amusing for our listeners.
Yeah.
Very uncompassionate? Not compassionate? How do you say that?
Non-compassionate?
Non-compassionate.
No compassion?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, thankfully I had a very compassionate wife who came down. I had gotten one shot to calm me down from like anxiety, and that wasn't working, so they came down and shoved a needle in my butt and gave me another shot.
That was too much information. TMI.
No, my name's TIM.
TMI.
So they gave me another shot to calm me down, and it still really, really wasn't working. But I was like, hey, can my wife come down? She came down and held my hands and stuff and really helped me out and get through that, because I'm extremely claustrophobic, and it's not fun being put in a tube.
Right.
You can't move or really do anything.
When you're claustrophobic.
Yeah. So anyways, but yeah, over the last week or so, it's spent a lot of time with family for the wrong reason. Because my uncle was on his way out of this world, hospice care and everything. So there was a lot of hours spent there.
Yeah.
Which I guess in return, all that late nights and lack of sleep has really messed up made my back worse.
Probably.
But, no, so all the family came in from out of town, and everybody's spending a lot of time. And unfortunately, he passed away. We had a celebration of life for him this past Wednesday on the 24th. It was 25th, and then 26th would have been his birthday. Mm. So we were all in town for that, and it was really emotional and a battling time for everybody.
Yeah.
So we were going through that, and then... But I mean, 2 weeks prior to that, you know, my wife was in a car wreck and she was off work, and I still don't have my car back. And it's just, it started there, and it's just kind of been going and going. And then it ended up with me in the ER. So it's one of those times where it's like, man,
you're getting too familiar with the hospital, dude.
Yeah. But, and it's like, when's it going to stop? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just got to stop at some point, you know? You know, it's just like, you know, Abraham's got to take his child up on the hill, you know, like, oh, show like at that point, like, when's it going to stop?
Right.
Well, I know it eventually does, but in all of these trying times, great things did happen. I was extremely humbled by what I saw. Anytime, I guess, if you watch as the life is leaving somebody, you go through a change of who you are inside.
Oh, yeah.
But the big thing, like, there's such a bright spot that happened in it all, because my uncle, he accepted Jesus Christ in his life as he was lying on his deathbed. And it wasn't even, you know, a day later that he passed away.
Yeah.
And so out of everything that was going on and everything that's still going on, and that's pain and everything else, there's so much light in that. And that was a humbling experience from it all.
So are you saying that Jesus spat on his circumstance?
I'd have to say yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. He just, you know, he called in the chaplain and was like, I need to do this.
Hmm.
So it's just, you know, Jesus brought another man from the death, you know,
mm-hmm.
right there on his deathbed. And it's humbling and it's amazing. But it's even in those circumstances where you can find hope and you can see the light. Because, I mean, you can apply that with so much of this world. With everything that's going on, you know, and I don't know. It's not always so black and white and so cut and dry. But I think if you can focus on those things and see when you can actually see God's hand at work in a trying time, it gives you something to hold on to, and you should hold on to that and run with that, mm-hmm. because that's your opportunity to grab that beacon of light and then just continue on. But
yeah. So do you feel like, just ask you a question real quick. Do you feel like God has given you, do you feel like God has given you more than you can handle? You know, the whole cliche that people pass around. God won't give you more than you can handle.
Yeah, well, no, God gives me things I can't handle all the time, but I turn back to him, and that's the key, is I turn my focus back towards God.
So are you saying that cliche is wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
God gives you stuff you can't handle all the time. Sometimes we give it to ourselves, and he never meant for us to have it.
Yep.
But as long as we turn around to him, then you can find that rest and that peace and that calm. And, you know, even in a circumstance like today with the MRIs, like, man, I'm bringing on all this panic attacks and stuff to myself. I don't know, because I was made this way, or other circumstances made this way. I wasn't meant to feel these things, but I went through things that make me feel this way.
Right.
So, yeah, I tried all the medications in the world. They weren't working. But the one thing that was working was the person that God bound me to, and my wife. And when I felt her touch and look in her eyes, is when I felt peace and calm. Because the medication were never intended for me. God gave us wives for a purpose, and we are to be husbands for a purpose. And there was right there a clean, clear moment of, hey, this is God's hand at work. You know, my wife's holding my hands and looking me in the eyes and keeping me squared and comfortable. And that's it. Like, I had so much, I couldn't handle all that.
Right. Yeah. Well, the verse that people get that from is 1 Corinthians 10:13. They always say, well, God won't give me more than I can handle. But that's not at all what the verse says. It's one of those verses that are completely taken out of context. It actually says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So he's talking about temptation, not giving right. you more than you can handle. That's completely wrong.
And then the way out of it.
But, yeah, there's always a way out.
There's always a way out. It's not always the right way.
Yeah, and, you know, if you think about, if God didn't give us more than we can handle, then what is the purpose of having God?
Right.
Kind of need him to take the things.
Did you see that meme?
I just couldn't believe my eyes. It hurt. It rocked my world. It felt so good. It changed my life. I shared it. I liked it. Then people loved it.
What's up with that meme?
Yep.
It gets me every time.
Every time. Yeah, memes are great, but speaking of my wife, that
she had a little rant.
Yeah, she had. Well, I guess it was a rant. She's so polite about it. You know, she just really is. She's very
coy.
You knew it was a rant. I knew what it was. But we get this meme this week from my wife, who, well, according to Facebook, we literally got it as we were starting this podcast.
Yep.
So
legendary timing.
Yeah. So the meme reads, parenting troubles, ? Relax. Nobody's perfect. Even Joseph and Mary lost Jesus for 3 days. So, well.
It's true.
It is true. It's in there. Read it.
It's in the book.
That one book.
The Bible.
So, yeah. So, well, we had an unfortunate thing happen here in Cincinnati yesterday.
Cincitown.
At the zoo. And like my wife and I were just at the zoo the day before looking at these gorillas.
Yeah, but we were there for like a week ago, yeah. 2 weeks ago. It's a cool gorilla, man.
Yeah.
He was a cool dude.
Endangered.
Yep, well, endangered gorilla.
A four-year-old fell into the exhibit, and then this four-year-old...
Which is a freaking like 15-foot drop.
Yeah.
It had water in it this time. It didn't have water in it a couple weeks ago when we were there.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing that there was water in there.
Otherwise, the gorilla wouldn't have mattered.
Splat.
So this four-year-old boy fell in. And the 17-year-old gorilla jumped down and grabbed him and was kind of dragging him around. And, well, ultimately, this endangered gorilla, they decided they had to kill him to save the boy. And everybody's pointing all the fingers at the parents. And I guess there's been different things said. Hey, the mom is trying to get the other two kids, and he jumped and this and that. And, you know, and the sad thing of it all, and this is really sad, is, and we this was preached at church a while back, but when you get into a crowd, they don't always help out. But if there was somebody standing there, if there was a crowd of people who were taking pictures and videos and this and that, they sure as well could have grabbed that kid down from falling off that railing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see something that is going to be totally dangerous and harmful to a child or to anyone, it's kind of on us to help fix that situation. Granted, I'm not saying that there isn't liabilities towards parents, but there's liabilities also towards human beings. I mean, we have choices that we can make and things that we can do to prevent stuff like this to happen. This is the first time it's ever happened in Cincinnati. It's never happened before. It's the first time this emergency response unit's been called out to for anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just it's a shame. It's a shame all around. The boy's going to make a full recovery, which is a blessing. But at the same route, it's an endangered gorilla and he's dead. And you look at it on two sides, like, I mean, we cage these animals up, some for our entertainment and others to be saved because it's saving them. But we do. I mean, these are wild animals that we
remind you
cages.
Of Jurassic Park, you know?
Right? Yeah. You know? You're sitting down in the toilet cause you think you're hiding. Next thing you know, you're in the mouth of a T-Rex. I mean,
yeah, that was an epic scene.
I mean, he even had a newspaper. Who does that?
In a porta potty.
If I'm reading the newspaper, he won't see me.
Well, and you know what? What we do as a society is in the social media world that we live in, we immediately begin to blame people as if we were there.
Right.
Like as if we understood what happened. And that's what your wife was getting at, is that
right.
Everyone was making this assumption that the mom was completely negligent in the situation. And, you know, she was completely to blame for what had happened. No one at all, at least, you know, the people who are speaking out about this. It's funny. All the people who usually speak out about something, they're usually being super negative because that's what you focus on when you're evaluating what's being said. Usually the people who are really positive about something, they just get glossed over. But one of the people I'm friends with on Facebook shared a firsthand account of what had happened, and the people who were actually there and witnessed this all happening did not at all try and say that it was negligence due to the mom, but it was just her looking away briefly to tend to her other kids. And before she knew it, that 4-year-old was already in the bushes and had gone down. So, you know, things can happen so fast. I mean, people need to give people a break, especially on social media. We're so quick to just pass judgment and completely just, you know, go off the rails at someone when we have no context for what actually happened. You know, just because we feel like we saw the video, that means we're experts on the situation.
Right.
It's like, really? Are we really? Chill out. My gosh. Sorry.
No, you're good. I agree with that, man. I don't know. It drives me nuts.
It's sad on all accounts. You know, the gorilla got killed. The kid is thankfully okay.
Yeah.
In the video, it looks like almost the gorilla is trying to protect the kid from the crowd who's being just redonkulous, going bonkers. You know, yelling and screaming.
Yeah, they were going nuts. I mean, rightfully so. I mean,
you get it, but yeah. If you could, you know, take a step back, you'd probably realize that the gorilla was being more disrupted by the crowd than by the kid.
Right.
You know.
Well, and then you hear from people outside of it. Well, if that was my kid or somebody else, I'd have been jumping in there. Like, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I probably would have. I seriously would have.
You'd be jumping in there.
I would have died, but. I would have. Yeah. And my kid probably would have died. But
and we're so quick. Like
I'm just going to be really careful next time I go around the gorilla exhibit. Because we've got zoo passes, so we're there a lot.
Yeah. As are we.
But and now they don't have a silverback. They don't have the male dominant.
He was
dominant.
Beautiful, too, man. He was big, dude.
So big.
Big dude. 17 years old, that gorilla was.
Man. Yeah, they were about to breed him.
Yeah.
It was his birthday, the day before, I think.
Was it?
17th birthday, yeah. It's crazy.
It sucks.
But, you know, that's stuff happens. And, you know, we can always count on Facebook and Twitter to show us the the intricacies of the sinfulness of man, of mankind.
Yeah. I don't know. Social media.
Started with forums. And now they're, you know, forums, at least you had to log in and go through some stuff to be able to see people's ridiculousness. Now you can just see it on your Facebook feed.
Yeah, one click and you can just realize how ridiculous it is.
Maybe I'll give up Facebook for a little while.
I'm not going to give it up because it's just too entertaining.
It is entertaining, but I guess I do get paid to run the social media for our church, so that's part of my job. I probably can't give up Facebook.
Yeah, one thing I have gotten into with Facebook a lot is just straight up,
do you block people?
Yeah, well, not blocking, but like just unfollowing then no notifications. Yeah, like I've done it like crazy, man. Like, don't show me
that's
this.
That's smart.
Don't show me that. I just don't want to see it. Like the thing with the kid falling in with the grill and everything else, I'm not gonna. I don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I already know what the image.
You don't need to see it more.
Well, I don't even want to watch it initially because I already have that imagery is pretty. It's pretty powerful. You don't need a video to show.
You ain't gonna unsee it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but I don't know. It's blocking those things out, man. If you want to continue to grow, because it's very quickly where you think you can be putting positive into a situation that's negative on Facebook. You think you are, but you're really not. But what you're doing in return is mixing up your own head. I mean, you're turning yourself into a bag of nuts because now you're wanting to kind of just argue and dispute things that normally you wouldn't do.
Maybe you already are a bag of nuts, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. I could be a bag of nuts. Maybe I can turn into a sweet Lego creation. But
not really sure how that works.
I don't either. I don't know.
Like a Transformers or something?
I guess it could.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Could definitely do that. But, yeah, man. So, what else do you have? I mean, those 2 weeks were kind of trying for me. I mean... Everything's been going over there in Brandon land. You guys are getting ready to do something pretty big and epic.
Yeah, we're about to close on a house this week.
First so house.
Been, yeah, gonna buy a house and get moved in. So that's pretty exciting. You know, we got that going on. Been weird, you know. Been just dealing with some things that I'll actually we've got something coming up here. Huh, look at that.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, what's going on, Brandon?
Did you hear about that one thing?
What one thing?
The thing, you know, on the news.
Oh, the news thing.
Yeah. Did you hear about it?
Yeah, we should talk about it.
Let's do it.
Bring it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the news time. So before I got into your question, we got to go to the news.
All right.
So I've got something here. It's pretty interesting. Headline from Forbes. This is pretty old, but it's kind of being resurfaced now that another article has been written by the New York Post and some different other just news channels. Apparently, it may be possible that Vladimir Putin of Russia has like thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails from her scandal. And it seems as though if he does have them, he's just waiting for the right time to release them. So imagine this, a couple options he probably got. He can either wait until she gets the nomination and they are in the midst of the actual election time, maybe around September, October, November, and share those. Because I'm sure that if he could prove that he actually does have those, that would be very problematic for her. Or he can hold on to them, and if she does become the president, he has a lot of leverage over our commander and chief. That's interesting.
That is.
Very, very interesting. And I heard just on the radio when I was on my way here, I've been trying to verify it, but let me just share it with you real quick.
Here to the Spit Happen Studios.
Yes. 150 FBI agents are apparently investigating Hillary Clinton's email thing. Another 150 FBI agents are apparently investigating the Clinton Foundation for bribery and other just very bad things. So that's on tap for the next few months, at least. It's pretty interesting.
Or until some surprise natural disaster or something else comes up to block it out from everybody talking.
And all the FBI agents are dead.
That, did you see that there was the one where, like the second aide that was involved with Clinton's?
Yeah.
Mysteriously died. Like it's the second one that's mysteriously died.
Yeah. I did hear about that.
I don't know. Like
People are writing off as a conspiracy theory.
Right. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything like
you
that.
You totally are, dude.
I'm not.
You talk about.
I'm a connect the dots kind of person, and they're. But
that's what they all say.
But when, yeah, they all say that. But when you have somebody like her that has so many dots to connect, I mean, you could sell them as kids' books and just make millions off of them,
right?
And then she could own more foreign.
Well, you know, those like coloring books are really popular right now. Those adult coloring books, so maybe she can have some things in there. Kind of like subliminal messages through the coloring books.
But, all those things, like, because I don't get into reading all the...
Yeah, you don't read much.
Left wing, right wing. I do read. I hate reading, but I do read.
But you just said, I do, I don't hate reading.
No, I said I do.
Your muscle relaxers are and working too well.
Yeah, I if I sound ridiculous on this podcast, I have had medication for my back.
I need an excuse now.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I sound ridiculous, I'm just ridiculous.
If I'm sounding better than you, then there's a problem. But there's so many things. Like Brandon and I were talking about this just before the podcast, is where it's like, I would actually vote for Trump before I'd vote for Clinton, just because of how bad she actually is. He is just personally just an imbecile, like how he is now, he acts.
But
she is actually a criminal.
Yeah, well, like, she's not been convicted yet, so just hold right, your horses, yeah, mister. Yeah. But hey, Trump is being investigated for things similar as well. Trump University of being investigated for fraud, okay?
Right. I mean, I'm not
can
saying...
Can you imagine being a foreigner looking at the presidential campaigns in America right now?
Yeah, they're like, I told you all them Americans are rednecks.
Like we're a Democratic Republic, right? And
I love saying that because it makes me feel like I could be a Jedi, just
right?
Maybe,
yeah. You totally could be. You know, yeah, you just need a lightsaber.
Democratic Republic.
Well, okay. So think about this.
Yeah.
You've got Trump, who's a reality TV star in many respects. and a business guy.
And the hair.
And he's got the hair, right? And he says the most ridiculous things ever. I mean, he's got a nickname for every single person who opposes him. And they're like, the nicknames are so ridiculous that they're like elementary schoolyard, you know, nicknames like you would try and...
He's a can of peas. I open him up and I just eat him for dinner.
It's like...
Trump.
Crooked Hillary is his nickname for Hillary.
Well, like, that's a
crooked
fitting,
Hillary. That, yeah, that it's fitting, but it's so like childish, right? Yeah.
Lion Couldn't you be
Ted,
more creative?
Lion Ted. Like, come on, man. Like, you've got a nickname for everyone. Okay, so you got him on one side, and then you've got Hillary, who's being investigated for everything under the sun. And
Marco, take my words back, Rubio.
And, well, we'll get to that in a minute. And then you've got Bernie Sanders, who's a confessed socialist running for president of the United States.
Who's not even that good at socialism. I'm just saying, I mean, he is the man who created the VA health system, which has totally screwed everyone. But
well, yes. Yes, it has. So you've got all the, like, to me, if I were from Canada or something, I would be laughing at Americans right now.
Yeah.
Although I'm from America, so I just laugh at myself. But yes, Marco Rubio has recently come out. And, you know, he was the guy who called Trump a con man. He was in the debates. He was one of the guys. He was really the main guy who was sticking it to Donald in the debates, like going after him, like purposefully. And yet now he's willing to support him and speak on his behalf at the convention. And it's just, it's, where did the integrity go? Where did that go? Because Donald hasn't changed.
No.
He hasn't changed at all. So, Marco, bro, what are you doing, man?
He's jumping on the wagon that's going to make him money and get him in where he needs to get.
He might get the VP. I think that's what he wants. Think about it.
Yeah, that might help sway a few voters over to that Trump side.
He is Hispanic.
Yeah, right now Hispanics hate Trump. So.
Yeah, well, most people hate Trump.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing. Hillary and Donald have the highest disapproval ratings in history for a presidential candidate.
At least they can go in office and say, well, what'd you expect from me? Nobody liked me anyway.
Right.
I'm not failing at any cost. I'm excelling at what you thought I would be.
Right. I was pretty honest with what I said I was going to be. Yeah, so it'd be interesting, you know, like a year from now, we can like look back on this and we can talk about how things have turned out. It'd be fun.
Or not. We may not have the freedom to be able to talk on a podcast.
Yeah, then we'll just go underground. We'll do an underground podcast.
Yeah.
Although we are in your basement right now. So technically,
no, we're
this
not. We're in the studio.
Oh, yeah, we're in the studio, which is in your basement, which is underground.
It is.
Well, almost.
Like almost.
If I bend down a little bit, we'll be like technically under the surface of the earth.
Right. Well, yeah. What tangent we just got off on?
Well, that was the news, man.
Oh yeah, the news.
The news.
Yeah.
If you ever want to look at conspiracy theories, you should totally go to YouTube, and you can totally find all kinds.
No way.
Oh, dude! Like I've gone on some rabbit trails the last few days. Of some bizarre things. So weird. No, there's like apparently this club that many politicians are a part of, many business people. And I think I believe it. Like he's got live footage of this, like they're like worshiping Moloch, like the Canaanite false god.
Really?
Like satanic stuff. It's crazy.
Okay.
So if you want to get in on that, you can just type it into YouTube.
I'm good. I mean, it would explain why they're all so super rich and everything else.
Yeah,
they're getting all their wildest desires.
Well, then they showed some of the times where politicians were asked about it, and you see their reactions. They're like, "Oh,
what did you just ask me?"
No, that's ridiculous. No, we don't do that. Even though they're like, their names are on the guest list.
Where's the book of secrets? Yeah, just wait. Was that, it's going to be like an Ashley Madison. Your name's coming out.
Nicolas Cage wasn't there, you know, National Treasure.
And now, coming in the red corner, it's Dad. And over here in the green corner, it's the kids. This is Dad's Corner, and the match is about to begin. Let's get ready to rumble!
What do you got?
Dad stuff.
Yeah, what'd your girls do to you this week?
So, Kyrea has been in the preschool area at church the last couple weeks, yeah. And has been
Eli's
super,
not happy.
Yeah.
Lost his buddy.
Really? Yeah. It's been super exciting, though, because she's been coming home and talking about, like, the songs that they sing, and she's always talking about, like, how they prayed to God, and, you know, it's like, you know, the nursery, you don't really bother teaching them anything, because many of them are just too young to really get much, and
right.
you got little babies in there that you got to worry about. But now that she's in the preschool area, she's actually being taught things. And it's just super, super cool to hear about her time there. And it's just been really cool. Just hearing like her songs, like she sang a song a couple weeks ago after her first time in there. And it was just really cool. I think they do a great job in our preschool area. It's pretty cool. And Piper, she's getting so freaking big. She's 8 months, and Kyrea's birthday is coming up in July, so she's going to be 3 years old. Got that coming up, and just getting ready for the move, man. That's been the big thing. Been packing. Well, my wife's been packing.
Yeah, she doesn't let you pack.
No, I mean, she's been more willing this time, but I've been trying to play the I'll take care of the girls card. Because I know that if I pack a bag or a box, likely if she watches me do it, she'll want to change it because I don't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
But part of that's kind of by design because she's so much better at it than I am.
Just do it so awful that she does it.
Kind of how you have to roll.
Yeah.
Although, you know, with moving, I have to, and now that I'm buying a house, I have to actually learn some handyman things because I've neglected that part of my calling as a man on purpose because I've been renting. I didn't need it.
Right.
And if I don't know how to do it, people don't ask me to do it. And that's totally fine with me. But now I have to kind of know some things. So YouTube would be my friend.
Yeah. You know, yep.
If anything comes up, YouTube will be it. What about you, dude?
Oh, well, we had, was it last weekend? the kids were out riding their bike. And Parker, he was still on training wheels.
Oh, I saw this on Facebook.
Yeah. And so we were like, hey, man, you want to try riding without training wheels? And he goes, maybe when I'm six, which his birthday's in August, he'll be six. And, you know, Tony was like, well, dad will take care of you. He'll go. I was like, yeah, come on, buddy, let's go. I'll show you how to balance and we'll take off. Well, I showed him, I said, here's how you balance. And we started going and I was trying to run behind him and I couldn't even hold on to the bike. And so he just took off.
Nice.
No problem. He just started riding the bike. Yep. And, he's been riding without training wheels ever since.
Proud moment, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and then another proud one too is,
landing. And for Parker to do that, like he's not the most coordinated.
No, well, he's not coordinated when he's just doing normal things.
Right.
Whenever he's climbing a mountain on monkey bars or riding a bike, yeah, he's legit. He's got it. It's no problem. Just when it comes
to his
own 2 feet.
Well, every time we drive to your house and he's outside, he ends up falling over on those bicycles. Yeah. But well, that was with training wheels.
Yeah. Well, usually it's because what he'll do is he'll hear something, he'll turn and just he'll look completely away and just turn the wheel.
Boom.
Yeah, he'll just dump it. Like, what are you doing, dude? He does the whole squirrel thing. Squirrel, and he just turns, and it's like, yeah, it's disaster.
That's funny.
Oh, and then Eli, too, man. I loved it. He wasn't feeling good. And we got home. And the normal thing, especially if he's not feeling good, we'll get home, and we'll put Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on. He'll lay on the couch.
That's what I usually do if I'm not feeling well.
And
Yeah. I usually watch that too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, totally. I'd asked him though, but it wasn't on yet. Doc McStuffins was on.
Oh, Kyrie likes that
show. I said, hey, buddy, you want to watch Doc McStuffins? And he's like, no, hockey.
Nice.
All right. So I put playoff hockey on. He did not want to watch Doc McStuffins. He wanted to watch hockey. So I turned on hockey, and he's watching hockey.
That's a winner right there.
Yeah. Well, and then we had another one.
You got to get him some skates here soon.
Yeah, I got to get him going. He wants to play. And then we were over at the Mount Carmel Brewery right over here. Our friends had a food truck set up over there, and we were going over to support. And there was live music playing. I got a video. Eli loves to sing and perform. And there was a band playing, and then Eli was down at the end of the patio, and he had a yard stake bending it. He's going, yeah, 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 yeah. And I got a video of him dancing and singing as loud as he can.
Nice.
He was being a rock star. So that was a fun one. He had a couple fun ones. And then
did you guys put like a hat with a, like for a tip hat for him?
We should have. He would have done well.
Yeah.
And then Parker graduated kindergarten this week.
There you
go. Proud for him. He's now a first grader. And
so they actually have graduation services.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Caps and gowns. We even got a tassel.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole nine yards. So
I don't think they did that back in the day.
I don't think so either. I don't remember.
Huh.
But and then
that's cool.
Emma's heading into third grade, and it's just crazy. It's crazy to think about.
You're getting
how
old, dude.
I know. I'll be 30 this year.
Oh yeah, really old.
Really old. 30. It's so old. But now I can't believe how big.
It's the oldest you've ever been.
It is. It's the first time I'll ever be in my 30s.
Yeah. In some circles, that's a very like confrontational thing to say. Because of the whole what's the word? I'm getting tired.
Yeah.
It's pretty late. I see that right now.
It is pretty late.
What's the thing?
I don't know. What is that? I know that gray hair is wisdom. So
you know, when you reincarnation, that's the word. Reincarnate.
Okay.
So maybe it's not the oldest you've ever been. That would be what they say.
Yeah, maybe not.
I really hope I'm not in this perpetual loop. That would really suck.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to be stuck in a loop.
No.
Nope.
It's tiresome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it, though, for that week. I don't think I had anything else with my kids, though, around on that side.
Yeah.
They've been helpful with the back stuff and I'm trying to think. Emma and Parker both scored their first goals in soccer. And
there you go.
So proud of that.
Yeah.
So Emma did that today. So
bend it like Beckham?
Probably could. I mean, they're playing really good, but they're coming out of their shells, which is awesome. Both of them at the same time and seeing that, you know, so it's really cool
like
to see
that. Like a turtle shell or like a...
Their personality, their whole
like
persona.
A seashell or which one? Like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shell? Like a bigger one?
I'd say it's more like a mollusk. They're coming out a little bit bigger.
Okay.
They're growing. So they're looking for their new home.
Got some new skin, like a snake.
Right.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Interesting. See those analogies going on.
Oh, yeah. Like
almost midnight.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Almost midnight. That's how dedicated, because I was in the hospital from 10:45 to 6:30-ish.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It was forever.
You should really file a complaint or something.
Yeah, it was forever. I got all kinds of shouts, and I'm sore. But it's because we love you guys.
Yeah.
That we're here doing the show. So.
So what have you learned over the past couple weeks that we can end the podcast on as far as an encouraging word for our listeners? Because you never know. There may be someone out there who's dealing with the same kinds of things that you've been dealing with them, or something like it that's bringing about the same emotions and feelings.
Yeah.
So what could you spit on them as far as encouragement as we close this out?
Man.
Maybe we can pause this and you can think about it.
No, I got it, man. I think don't always look towards the surface of things. Because there's so much more hidden behind the veil. I mean,
preach.
With everything that was going on with my family, there were those moments at Shine where I was already felt humbled, But then there's the instance when somebody gives their life to Christ and then literally enters into the kingdom of heaven. Like, that is extremely powerful and humbling. And it's just that God has his hand at work. We just have to listen and turn to him. And when we do that, you may not know it, but other people will see it. And they're like, that's how it grows, you know?
Doesn't it remind you, like, as you're in the midst of that, of just the importance of the simple things and importance of the main thing, which is Jesus, in the midst of seeing someone come to the last leg of their life?
Right.
And how that kind of impacts your world today.
Yeah. I think, if we're going to model ourselves like Jesus, as we're called to do, you know, he looked past the surface things, you know, and if we look at that model, if we put it as man, Jesus was a handy man. He was an intelligent man. He was a loving man, a gentle man. He was an angry man. I mean, but everything was done within tremendous passion and care for each person in each situation. He didn't handle every situation the same way. He handled every situation in a way that situation needed to be handled. And so that's the big thing there is take a step back. And before you think the way you should handle it is how it's handled, take a step back and just think about if that's actually the way or the way that somebody needs to receive it. Because it's not always about flipping over tables and it's not always about giving hugs. Sometimes it's just about saying the right thing, and sometimes it's about saying nothing at all.
Be passionate with compassion.
Yes.
The world is a battleground. It is today and always has been. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Spit Happens podcast. I hope we shed some light on the struggles we're dealing with today. And if you've got some ideas, topics, or some feedback, shoot us an email at spithappenspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Stitcher and on iTunes. Leave us a review or a rating.